Taormina has one street. It runs between two gates along a shelf of the mountain, and this walk goes up it end to end and finishes in the Greek theater. The thing to listen for is how much of what this town is famous for turns out to have been made rather than found, including the view at the end. You've just come through Porta Catania, the southern gate. What the gate opens onto is the palace beside it, the Palazzo dei Duci di Santo Stefano, a work of Sicilian Gothic with Norman elements, part of the old wall circuit, given its present form between the late 1300s and the early 1400s for the Despuches family. The palace's statement is in its material. The frieze running across the front is black lava stone from Etna, inlaid with white limestone from Syracuse. The ground floor arch alternates the same lava with Taormina granite. Etna is not only the view from this town, it is in the walls. That banding, black volcanic stone set against white, is a signature of the town's architecture. Inside the ground floor, there is a pink granite column, said to come from the Greek theater. The claim is unverified, but it introduces an idea that runs through the town's history. The notion that pieces of the ancient theater have been wandering through the town's buildings for centuries, repurposed and built in wherever they were needed. From here, the street runs north and opens out at a church built like a fort.